Tamika, let me run that back because I feel like I missed the hey in there. Hey, 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 happy Tuesday with Tamika. Thank you guys so much for joining me for yet another episode of Tuesday with Tamika, where you guys already know what it is. We believe in lifting as we climb, turning our trials into treasures, living a life to inspire and not impress, and opening up and allowing God to fully restore us and loving as if we've never been hurt. I believe one of the ways that we can love as if we've never been hurt is to connect. And in today's digital age, we have this false sense of connection. So because you know somebody that you've met on Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat or the Twitter or any of these places, you feel like you're connecting with them when in reality, we have people that we live with. We have cousins and family members and children that are lacking connection. So I want to challenge you guys as you're listening to this podcast. I believe we are going to title this podcast Connection and Commitment, because after listening to today's guest, I want you to make a commitment that you will connect with the children in your life in a better, stronger way. This morning, I had the wonderful privilege of speaking to a group of parents about the dangers of internet. And you guys, internet is wild out here in these streets. We are competing with a fast pace. We are competing with the internet really taking our kids' attention. But I believe if we put the tablets away, if we ourselves as the adults put the phones away, and if we make a commitment to connect, we will be able to get our kids back from the dangers of these internet streets. I think today's guest knows a little something about those things. So without further ado, I want to bring her onto the podcast. Hey, sis, you have a minute?
Hey, sis, you got a minute? Hey, sis, you got a minute?
Hey, sis, you got a minute?
Hey, sis, you got a minute?
Yes. Hey, Tamika, how are you?
I am well.
Well, I'm just so happy to be here. I want to share a little bit about me. I am an Army veteran, and I just retired in July of 2020, 30 years of federal service, helping my veterans. And then my brother had a stroke unexpectedly, and then I became his primary caregiver. So that was pretty rough, everyone. And then after pretty much getting him together, I had this inspiring dream, and I'm going to tell you guys about it later, that prompted me to start my small business at the age of 60. Yes, I am proud to say at the age of 60, because I've been wanting to be an entrepreneur for a long time. So it's never too late. God can work things out. And then also working on some projects, I challenged myself to write a children's book. God bless me. I have a children's book coming out. And so it's just a great things that I'm trying to do that's really focused on children. So let's get to it and talk about it, because this thing right here with the digital, it is just touching my heart. And I just need us to come together as community and put the brakes on it and start standing up for our children, because I tell people they're coming for our children while we're sleeping.
Absolutely, Zarina. I 100% believe that. And I just want to pause and say, 60 where? Because you look amazing. You look absolutely gorgeous. And I thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you also for being a caregiver and taking care of your brother. You know, that really goes to what I was saying about the connection and the commitment. We have lost that in a lot of our communities. And I can only speak for the African-American community. You know, that was something that we took pride in, that we took care of each other and that we connected with one another. And it seems like that is becoming a lost art. You know, before we got on, before we got on, we were chatting about, you were saying like the neighbor down the street could tell your mama on you and everybody was in your business, but these days are different. Why do you think we've lost that touch point of connection and commitment?
Well, I think back then too, we just looked out for each other, right? I remember, even though, you know, my mom worked and other mothers work, it was this common understanding that, you know what, I got your child. Don't worry about it, girlfriend. But today, for some reason, there's some distrust, or maybe people feel like I can't, you know, I don't like the way you talk to my child or whatever. And I think a lot of it too, if I be honest, I think we're starting taking on the attributes of other cultures, you know, and I don't want to talk about that, but we've taken on that. And if you look at the world, whether Asians or Mexican, Latinos, Africans, a lot of cultures, family first, right? But we got away from that. And I think it's by design. I think when a lot of policies and things that were implemented, it separated the family. First, it started with separating the man and the woman. Because once you separate the king and the queen, then you got their children.
Come on and preach.
And so when they started separating us, I think that level of distrust, and it really, and then schools, you know, the way schools operate sometimes too. You know, I remember really quickly how a lot of times you didn't know nothing about your child until they were failing. Why? What's with the intervention? What happened to the intervention? Why do I have to show up when my son or daughter's acting up? No, let's get to this early. Let's get that phone call early. But now there's this hesitation as if, you know, we won't show up for our kids. Well, a lot of times you're not even giving them an opportunity to show up to their kids until they're failing. So all of that, I think, culminates this situation in our families that follows this disconnect, and it needs to stop because we bring value and our kids are our future. And it's time for us to come back together and say, you know what, let's get back to our roots. Let's plant seed in this new generation.
Oh, I love what you are saying. And I know we don't want to dig deep into this because, listen, that could be a whole nother podcast when we're talking about the systematic racism, right? That's literally what it is, where we've been able, where policies and procedures have been put into place to separate Black homes. But I do want to touch really briefly on what you were saying about the educational system and how I had a really, really crucial conversation and a hard conversation about how, in my humble opinion, and I feel like I could speak pretty freely on this because I have 8 kids that have gone through the educational system. I have gone through the educational system and I have postgraduate degrees. So I do believe in it, but I also believe that it wasn't ever set up for us, for African Americans. It just really wasn't. And so a lot of what you're talking about, how they don't even give African American parents the opportunity to advocate for their kids, I do believe that that's by design. And I do believe I'm so glad somebody else is saying it because I have screamed it to high heavens. Touch base with these parents before the behavior, before the failing, because we don't want to just hear that our kids are not doing well because we are a brilliant people and we bring value to this world. Mm-hmm. As a mother, Serena, what were some challenges that maybe you have, or even as are you a grandmother yet?
I'm a grandmother.
So what are some challenges that you have seen in your family that has prompted you to make this, and I can't wait to get in talking about this game that you created, but what are some things that have come up that made you go into your small business?
It was my granddaughters. Every time I would go over to my son's house and I would literally say, where's your mom? Where's your dad? Oh, they're upstairs. And the girls would be on their phones. Mm-hmm. Are they, you know, and I'm like, where's this interaction? Action, you know, what's going on? And then a lot of times as a Gigi, when I would have the girls, I always wanted to check in because I believe parents need to check in. And so I would ask the girls how school's going and they would tell me things. And then there were some things that was going on with the LGBT lifestyle and the bullying that was going on in their school about that. And I asked, did you tell your parents? I'm like, no. And so I would have conversations with the parents and say, well, you know, not violating my daughter's privacy, but there were issues that I thought they needed to know. Mm-hmm. And so I found out a lot of parents, I know they're not the only ones that's busy earning a living. They're not checking in with their kids. And you'll be amazed at what they're indoctrinating your children by jamming them. And people like jamming them. Yes, when you're sending the same message, it becomes real and you can just regurgitate that. And so I noticed the girls started having problems off and on with school. Mm-hmm. And I think it's all because of, it's just by design. I'm going to tell you, I truly in my heart believe it's by design. And that's why it's, to me, honestly, I think it's even starting with the fact that they don't even teach them cursive. Mm. Cursive is your signature of who you are. Your handwriting is authentic. Well, when you start moving the authenticity of our kids, right? Then you get to easily nullify them. It's easy for someone to take on their images, their likeness, whatever, without you knowing. So when I think about all of this stuff that's going on, they're doing it systematically with this generation. So they lose their identity of who they are. And it's starting in the schools.
Wow. 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 Like, that was a mouthful. And it, I have literally never even thought of that because, you know, we grew up learning how to write cursive, and my kids don't even know how to sign their name. And that's, as a parent, I feel like shame on me. This is something I should be teaching my children as well. But I never thought, Zorina, that them not teaching cursive was by design, because it takes away who you, that was so profound. Thank you for that wisdom nugget. TWT family, teach your kids how to write cursive. Like, that is so, this is your first action step. This is your faith action step. Teach your babies how to sign their name. There is power in knowing. Listen, our people, and I didn't know that the podcast was going to go this way, y'all. So for my Black and for my brown friends and for my white friends that listen to the podcast, y'all just lean on in and y'all just take in some of this good content. Because I never thought about how they are stripping us. And this is, you know, worldwide, this is happening to all children. But for Black folks, we weren't allowed to sign our names. We weren't allowed to have our identity. And so they are, and then once we gained it, they're stripping it away again. That was such a powerful nugget that you shared. And as far as checking in, I want to take a quick commercial break, and I want to check in with the TWT family, and I want to remind them to register for this year's Blossom Brunch. God dropped down something on my spirit, and he said this year will be bigger, according to Matthew 9 and 26. So this year, the Blossom Brunch will be in Pomona, California. We have 50 swag bags for the first people that register. And let me tell y'all, these swag bags are filled to the brim. I have gotten some amazing sponsors that have partnered with the TWT family and that will be sponsoring the swag bags. Another big surprise and big secret that a lot of folks don't know is that this year's Blossom Brunch, we are inviting the brothers in. For the last 4 years, this has been a women's only event. But I decided, what is the purpose of us healing these women and having all these women in power of events, but we still got to go out and get a man. Listen, and our men need to be empowered. They need to be encouraged. They need to be uplifted. So Blossom Brunch 2024 is happening on April 6th. And I am going to put the link in the show note for you to get your early bird ticket today. All right, Ms. Zorina, I want to know more about this game that you created for your grandbabies. And I love that you said Gigi, because that's what we called my grandma. So that's dear to my heart.
Well, actually, Tamika, I did not really create it for them. God created it for children. Mm-hmm. And I say that because in December, after I got my brother situated, I was like, what am I doing? You know, I'm retired and everything. And in December of 21, I had a dream dream. I literally had a dream of a card game. And I ignored it, but it kept staying in the forefront of my mind. So I was like, okay, Lord, what's going on here? And so I surrendered. I went and got the paint cards, did everything you're supposed to do. I laid it out, the vision in my head, and I made a prototype, shared it with my family. They played with it. And then finally, I went and got a saved some money and got an actual real prototype to test it. And it was my granddaughter, Meadow, who said, Gigi, I really like this game. And I said, why? She said, because I like the fact that it's fast and everything. And she said, I like the memories that it can create. I said, really? Are you just saying this because I'm your Gigi? She said, no, Gigi, I just really like it. It takes you away. And I'm going to tell you, it's really true. When I say, let's play the game, when they're on their devices, and I say, you guys want to play the game with them? They'll play it with me. And I'm going to tell you, if you have a competitive child that hates to lose, I discovered with my game, my granddaughter, the one who says, share it with the world, we did not realize she had problems with emotional regulation. What I mean by, we would play this game and this girl would get upset and start throwing the cards. And we didn't know that.
Wow.
And what it is about the game is that the way God designed it is fast. It's very fast. You can play this game in 10 minutes or less. It's very controlled. And I think he did that by design because parents today, they're very busy. Right. And the kids today are so used to things quickly. So God took both angles. He said, I got you, you know, and I've had people to play and they said, can you make it extended? And one time I tried to meet them and it's almost like God said, you're not changing my work. No, this is how it's designed. This is how it's going to be played. It has a purpose in mind. And so it's very different. If you like Uno, ladies and gentlemen, it plays opposite of Uno. God did opposite of Uno. You have to be the last person holding the card to win. Like, we have to stand for our kids. No matter what the chips fall, we got to stand for our kids at all times. And I like that game. And I don't usually play games, but God really did a doozy on this one. I'm telling you,
he
did
a doozy. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. I am super competitive. My whole family play sports. So my sons play football. My daughters play basketball. We are a very competitive family. So I can't wait to sit down. And I'm like, I'm always going to win. I'm not one of those parents that I'll let the kids win. I'm like, you're going to have to beat me. So I can't
wait. Well, I can tell you. Let me tell you, Tamika, your children, you guys are all competitive. I tell people all the time, the gameplay is so different. If you follow the rules the way God has them lined out, you're going to have fun. But the thing about your kids is going to love is it's a chance style game because you match and shift cards throughout the game. The hand you dealt with originally, you don't keep it to the end. The cards shift around the table. And as the cards shift around the table, the player's hands keep chipping away, you know? Mm. And so your kids have an equal chance of beating you. And they're going to want to say, let's play again because I want to win. I want to win. But I'm going to tell you something, too.
You share that thought, I want to share this before I lose it, because God just dropped out on my spirit that this game is prophetic for my church folks out here that know that when God gives us a dream, that it is our mandate to bring it into the world. This is prophetic because just by you saying the card shift, many of the people that listen to TWT are dealing with some type of inner healing and they need to, you know, process some hurt or some trauma that happened into their childhood. Just because you were dealt that card at birth or when you first were, you know, in your childhood does not mean that your hand can't shift. And it does not mean that you can win at the end, because God has a way of shifting things in our life when we just continue every single day. Wake up. Continue playing every single day, stay in the game every single day. So for me, when you said that, I said, oh, okay. I hear you, Lord. So I had to throw that in there.
The meaning to the game, and I hadn't been able to share the spiritual meaning of the game. And he just solidified with you, because in the game, it has 12 cards that stands for 12 months. And we're going to be toying and doing everything during those 12 months. Then there's cards that says give. And he says that sometimes we'll have to give of ourselves or give to others, but there's a time and season that we have to give. And then there's cards that says take. There's times you're going to have to take things, you know, things going to be taken from you or you're going to be taking things. And then there's the wild card. And the wild card is the card that you can take from a player to stay in the game, or that's the card that allows you to stand in life, just stand strong. And then the shifting, just like you said, he said that sometimes we're going to be going this way, we're going to go this way, but at the end of all of this, all we have to do is just stand. Wow. And he determines how the ending is going to be, not us. Wow. And I was like, Lord, they don't understand that. But wow, you just solidified it. It's a spiritual game. It has a meaning behind it. And maybe that's why people think, oh, it's so different. I get frustrated with it. And then when I break it down with them, they're like, oh, I like this game. How did you come up with this? Mm-hmm. I tell them all the time, it was God. Mm-hmm. He has a meaning behind that game.
Mm-hmm. So those people that are listening, that host youth groups, that have work in school systems, that you need something to engage your kids on those fun Fridays. You need something to keep your kids busy because their mind, the gaming systems and the internet and social media has literally rewired the way our kids' brains work. So this is something that you can use as an alternative. So I want everybody to get a deck of these cards in their hand. I know for sure that I'm definitely going to be ordering my cards. So Zarina, how do we get in contact with you? How do folks get these cards in their hands?
Oh my God. You know what? When God does something, he does it all the way, doesn't he? I started my business in July. I applied for Walmart in August. I got picked up. God blessed me to get my inventory in Walmart in October. So the game is online at Walmart. And I'm going to tell you, a strange thing happened recently. I couldn't find the game. It said it was out of stock. And I was feeling in my spirit. And I said, God, you know what? It's something here, man, for that to happen. Some people might say that's just a glitch, but you don't know how many people could have been looking and didn't find it. But it is at Walmart. God gave me a really unique name for the game. It's called Zomatic Shift, right? And so one day my companion and I were going shift Zomatic because it's all about the shift. And a voice spoke to me and said, no, it's Zomatic Shift because nomadic, you never stay in the same place, right? Nomads, they never stay in the same place. But because my name is Zarina, we put the Z in front of, and I was like, oh, Lord, this name is kind of weird out here a little bit. But I followed, I was obedient. So it's Zomadic and then the word shift. And or you can find it under Zochi, Zochey.
I love that.
You got a doozy for you.
That's a doozy. But listen, TWT family, we will have the links in the chat because we want everyone, listen, we want everybody to go out and get this game. And we want to shift and we want to make new commitments and new connections with our family. So the link for you to order on Walmart will be in the show notes. Make sure you go out. Listen, this could be Christmas presents, stocking stuffers. This can be things that you can give to your teacher. As you know, at the end of the year is coming up and teachers always get gifts from their students. Get them this. Get them these card games so they can play with their next class. Give it to your grandchildren. Give it to your current children. Give this gift away to everybody. The link for the show notes will be the link to order the game will be in the show notes. Zarina, before we close, you were saying if you had a magic wand, you would. I want you to finish that statement. If I had a magic wand, I would
start conferences for parents to go to learn some parenting skills, some kids learn how to listen, and also to do other things that's not taught in school, come together. They have a good time because we need to go back and teach parents how to be parents. I didn't have a map of how to be a parent, but what I had was a village. So I knew what a village is. I knew when I was raising my son and he had issues, I knew to go to an older person and say, hey, can you help me out? And they were willing to do that. We need to reinstitute that village that it takes all of us to raise our beautiful children and to keep them on the straight and narrow, because as I stated earlier, they're coming for your children. If you don't believe me, they're coming for your children. The other day, really quickly, I saw a commercial for, I think it was a company, cable company, had a teenager talking about why she likes her iPad to play her games. And mm-hmm. I thought, oh my God, now you're getting kids? That's going to what? Motivate other kids and say, well, I want it. And so that's what I would do. I would love to put, as I fought for this military, for your freedoms that you have, I would like to fight for our kids to stop the enemy trying to come in like a floodgate, because we're distracted with earning a living and take our future children, children that need to know about love and community and support, children that don't need to be committing suicide, that feel less than. Parents, we are the gatekeepers. We are the gatekeepers of these children. And if we do not fight for them, who will? Who will? They are not a billion-dollar pawn. They're our children. They're our future. Join me in advocating for digital balance. We must commit and connect. It is urgent. It is very urgent.
Oh, Serena, thank you for such a heartfelt message. You know, I have a lot of people that come on here, and I am super grateful for everyone that comes on the podcast and shares their books and shares their products and services. But this is something that could literally shift our world, and it could shift the way that we do life in our families. So TWT family, I want you to make a note. Who can you make a commitment to connect with? What young person? It may be your own children that you have lost touch with. It may be your niece or your nephew. It may be your grandchild. It may be that neighbor that you never see them come outside. Imagine buying this deck of cards and playing a 10-minute card game with them. That doesn't cost you much of anything. So let's make a commitment and a connection to really change the way our children are doing life. Ms. Serena, I honor you. I honor you for your service. I honor you for doing what God has told you to do. And I wish you nothing but uninterrupted godly success. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. TWT family, you welcome. TWT family, don't forget to like, share, rate the podcast. I'm giving you another faith action step. Send this podcast to your kids' teacher. Send this podcast to the Facebook group that you're on, full of parents. Send this podcast over to people that need to know how to make a commitment and a connection to their children. Until next week, don't forget to get your ticket to the Blossom Brunch. I love you with a true love. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.